Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And don't forget to enter our Super Bowl 58 props contest. Pick 58 Super Bowl props for a chance to win $1,000. Enter today for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or head over to the SGPN app. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or once again, enter via the SGPN app. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That is at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. Make sure you do follow those X accounts if you are interested in NFL content this weekend because they are dropping a load of it. My NFL show this weekend will be dropping on the Lock Betting Podcast. You can follow Lock Betting also on X at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. On that account, I post some free plays, but most significantly, the thing I post is my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet, my P&L. At the moment, you can see the month of January that has just been posted. That was our 128th month in a row of transparent and track profit, which means we've been undefeated every single month for over a decade. And we are 4 months away from saying we haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 11 years. And all of these spreadsheets are available to look at. We are tracked and transparent. If you have a look through our spreadsheets, as I said, the previous month is always the pinned tweet and you can scroll down to find the rest of them, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com where they are simply easier to find. But if you do look through these spreadsheets, you will see that we manage a bankroll impeccably. So we've got there without chasing. If we lose a one-unit play, we don't chase it with a two-unit play. We don't put three-unit plays out, four-unit plays, five-unit plays, 10-unit, 20-unit, five-star plays, 20-star plays, whale plays, play of the month, play of the week, play of the year, play of the century, play of the millennium. Whatever bullshit they're putting out on Twitter or on X, We're not doing any of that because unlike them, we are tracked and transparent. We have a spreadsheet for every single month of the service, and every single month we have delivered that profit as we go for month number 129 here in February. And hopefully we'll be aided by what we do in the Super Bowl, coming off an incredible NFL season, our best NFL season over. You only need to look at the spreadsheet to see that. The futures for the NFL were posted in September, but they go onto the January spreadsheet where they were concluded. And we did very, very well in both the Champions League in December and in the NFL in January. In fact, we have an all-time futures record of 81%. So that's absolutely phenomenal. If you want more information, I've already given you the X account. So ask your questions. It's at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. Or if you want to sign up, simply head over straight away now to LockBetting.com. That's LockBetting.com. Moving on with this weekend's EPL slate, we start with a game that could send Manchester City back to the top of the table. Now, City have already sent a message to people with the run that they've gone on recently. You can't count out Manchester City. They are the favourites to win the Premier League. They always have been. They've never not been the favourites, but currently they sit as the 4-6 favourites. There was a time where you could have got plus money on them, but that is gone, and they have the opportunity to go back to the top of the table, at least temporarily, until Liverpool most likely beat Burnley. But City can go top temporarily on 52 points by winning this game at home to Everton. And they are the 1-4 favourites to win that game. It's 6-1 on the draw, and it's 12-1 here on Everton. The City of Manchester Stadium, albeit not always full, is still a fortress for Manchester City. And I have absolutely no doubts that they will win this game. My play for this game, though, is going to be to take Manchester City to win and to tack on the under 4.5 goals. This was the winning lock last weekend, and I don't see any reason to get off the train. Manchester City are a team who will absolutely dominate you statistically. They'll dominate the corners, they'll dominate the XG, they'll dominate the possession, and they may even score 3 or 4 goals en route to winning the game. But I don't think they're going to score 5, 6 or 7. In that case, we're not going to be in too much danger here. Even if Everton make a contribution towards the scoring, Manchester City will need to score 4 in order for us to lose this bet. Now, the only concerning thing here is that both teams have scored, with Manchester City winning in each of their last 3 games. And that could repeat itself here in this one. But hopefully it'll just be a 2-1 or 3-1 scoreline as opposed to a 4-1 scoreline. As I said, Manchester City aren't a team who like to put their foot on the gas and really try to put teams to the sword, especially at this time of the season. They're conserving themselves. They have the FA Cup to think of. They have the Champions League to think of. This team are on course for yet another treble, which is scary. And it's even more scary given that they are going on that winning streak at the moment, which they seem to do every season. And they seem to be doing it even earlier. Anyone who thought that they might fade away this season because of the injury to De Bruyne, because of the injury to Haaland, both of those are back. And whilst Haaland hasn't caught fire yet, Kevin De Bruyne is already proving why he has been the best player in the Premier League for the last decade. Manchester City's last 3 wins, as I mentioned, have seen both teams score, but we would need 4 goals from City for us to lose this bet. Manchester City always tend to beat Everton. Everton have lost 12 of the last 14 head-to-head meetings between the two. And Manchester City coming to this one on a phenomenal run, which has seen them win 9 games in a row. And I've absolutely no doubt they'll win 10 in a row here in this one. We're going to take Manchester City and we're going to tack on the tried and tested under 4.5 goals. And hopefully if Everton do score, it is another 3-1 win like it was with the winning lock against Brentford on Monday. And as you saw in that game, Manchester City did thankfully take their foot off the gas after Foden scored the hat-trick goal, and we were able to comfortably ride out the final 25 minutes. Obviously, it's always scary when you have 25 more minutes to navigate. Hopefully, it won't be that scary this time around, and it is a little bit easier, and we get this selection on City in under 4.5 goals to beat Everton at the price of 7-10 here for this one. Before we move on to looking at Saturday's 3 o'clock kickoffs, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about DraftKings. If you're looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings app, DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and use the code SGP. New customers, as I mentioned, can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with the code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800 or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for a gambling problem. Call 888-789-7777 or visit cpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources. Also, let me utilize this pause once again to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. And you can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Moving on to your 3 p.m. kickoffs in the EPL, we start here with the game between Fulham and Bournemouth, where Fulham are a 11-8 favourite to win here. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Bournemouth here are a 2-1 underdog. I can actually make a case for Bournemouth here, going to Fulham and winning this game. Bournemouth have failed to win their last four Premier League games, but this is a side who are a lot stronger than they were last season, and they already have four away wins so far, whilst Fulham, they have won one of their last seven matches, so they aren't in form either. So this is a game between two teams who are coming into this one in some ropey form. But I just think the value lies here with the underdog, given that Bournemouth have scored in 10 of the last 11 Premier League away matches. They've also won four away games already this season, including the win against Manchester United at Old Trafford. Fulham have won just one of the last seven league games, and Fulham have also conceded at least twice in seven of the last 12 league outings. And you're coming up here against the Bournemouth side, who are free scoring. You have a player in Dominic Solanke, who's becoming one of the most dangerous strikers in the Premier League, and he could find the net here against Fulham once again, as he did when Bournemouth beat Fulham already 3-0, which they did at the Vitality Stadium on Boxing Day. So they have history of beating Fulham. I don't think home advantage is enough to make you this strong of a favourite against the Bournemouth side who already beat you 3-0. And I think there is value on the underdog here at a price of 2-1 plus 200. To play it a little bit more safe, you can take the draw no bet market. If you take them as a pick in the draw no bet market, you do end up getting your money back if the game is a draw. It's a little bit less risky, but obviously the price isn't as good, but it is still plus money. We are still getting Bournemouth at 11-10 plus 110 as opposed to 2-1 plus 200, but you're getting yourself some push protection there just in case this game is a draw. And with two teams not in good form, that probably is worth taking. Fulham have obviously been a lot better at home than they've been away this season. They've been very poor travellers. They've been okay at home, but I just feel that Bournemouth are a live dog here. So I will take them in the draw no bet market. Bournemouth is, as a pick, is my selection here for this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between Liverpool and Burnley, where the Scousers are looking for a bounce back after their defeat against Arsenal last weekend, where they not only lost, they did not play well either. They now return to Anfield, which is obviously a fortress, against Burnley, which is a very winnable game. They are the 1-6 favourites to win it, minus 600. It's 15-2 on the draw, and it's 14-1 here on Burnley. I have no doubt Liverpool win. It's just a case of how do they win this game. One way to go could be to take Burnley to make a contribution here. Liverpool and BTTS is available at a price of 7-4. So we're getting nearly plus 200 on that selection. But there is no guarantee that Burnley will be able to score here. But if you take Liverpool and over 2.5 goals instead, you can benefit from a Burnley contribution. But you also get Liverpool being able to cash this for you by scoring the 3 goals himself, which they're more than capable of, and they'll be even more wanting to do off the back of a bad defeat against Arsenal. I think Liverpool will be coming out here for some vengeance, and I think that Burnley could suffer the consequences here. Liverpool come into this one having won 9 of their 11 league fixtures at Anfield, whilst Burnley, they come into this one in relegation form. Burnley have racked up 16 defeats in the Premier League already this season. And despite the fact that Liverpool don't have Mo Salah, they do have Diogo Jota, who has already scored 13 goals so far this season. Now, it's worth noting that both teams have scored in 4 of Burnley's last 5 matches. And they could definitely make a contribution towards the scoring, but I think you are protected by Liverpool being able to score 3 goals himself, given the fact that Liverpool did lose last weekend. And as I said, this is a big bounce back spot here for Liverpool. You're not getting a phenomenal price on this. Liverpool and over 2.5 goals is available at the price of 8-13. If you want to take more of a risk, you can take Liverpool to beat the team total of over 2.5 goals. That's a slightly better price. You can get that at 7-10, but I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth taking Liverpool to go over their team total of over 2.5 goals at 7-10 when you win just $9 less by taking Liverpool and over 2.5 goals, and you can win it with a Burnley contribution, which is definitely possible. So I'm going to lay more juice here, and I'm going to take that instead. I'm going to take Liverpool and over 2.5 goals. I expect Liverpool to score 3 goals by themselves, and I expect Liverpool to win this and win this comfortably. This is the perfect opponent to play when you're looking for a bounce back off the back of a bad defeat and a bad performance against Arsenal last weekend. Up next, we move on to the game here between Luton and Sheffield United, where Luton are the 4-5 favourite. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 15-4 here on Sheffield United. I actually think this is a generous price on Luton. They've taken some significant scalps at home, including recently dispatching of Brighton by 4-0. Now, this could be a little bit of a lay an egg spot, a complacency spot from Luton, but I just don't think that this team think that way. And I see nothing but a Luton win here in this game. Luton are unbeaten in 6 matches and are coming off the back of a 4-0 win against Brighton and a strong performance in a 4-4 away draw against Newcastle, where you could probably argue they blew that game. Even though they would have taken a point at the start of the game, they probably should have won from 4-2 up. But the fact they've managed to score 8 goals in their last 2 games means they should be too strong for a Sheffield United team who are winless in their last 7 Premier League matches. So for me, this is a very simple one. I'm going to take the team in form. I'm going to take the team actually fighting against relegation rather than a team who look like they're already going to go down. I'm going to take Luton on the money line, and I'll take them at the price of 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Up next, we move on to what might be the most entertaining game of the weekend, as Tottenham are hosting Brighton. We know what the narrative is going to be here. It's going to be end to end. It's going to be like a basketball game. At least that's what people think, as De Zerbi takes on Ange Postecoglou. Tottenham are the 10-13 favourites to win the game. It's 10-3 here on the draw, and Brighton here come to Tottenham as the 3-1 underdogs. Brighton beat Tottenham relatively convincingly last time. The scoreline of 4-2 probably flatters Tottenham, but at one point this was 4-0 and Brighton were absolutely coasting. I see Tottenham getting their revenge here in this game, and I'm quite happy to tack on the over 2.5 goals. Now, obviously people will be looking at the over in this game and looking for it to land comfortably, but also the bookies agree. That's why it's so juiced at a price of 2-5. So we are looking at add-on. We could potentially go with BTTS, but I'm going to go for Tottenham here. I think they've been strong this season at home, and I like them to get revenge against a Brighton team. Actually lost their last away game, 4-0 away to Luton, despite the fact that Brighton did bounce back by taking Crystal Palace apart themselves last weekend. I think Tottenham win a high-scoring game here. Tottenham have won 8 of the last 9 matches against Brighton in North London. So Brighton don't like this trip, and I think Tottenham will be too strong for them once again. Brighton have failed to win any of the last 5 Premier League away games, so it isn't just against Luton. This is becoming a trend. Whilst Tottenham, they are on a 4-match winning streak in the Premier League and are definitely in the hunt for a Champions League spot. Over 2.5 goals, meanwhile, has been a winning bet in all but one of Tottenham's last 14 league matches. And that outcome should land relatively comfortably. Although, as I said, I'm not interested in taking 2-5. I may be interested in looking at the over 2.5 goals with BTTS. And if you're not comfortable taking Tottenham here, that could be another way for you to go. That selection, if you prefer it to what I want to go with, is available for you at the price of 4-6 minus 150. But for me, I'm going to take the plus money here instead. I'm going to take Tottenham to win, as I think they'll win. And I'm going to take the over 2.5 goals. And that is available instead at the price of 13-10 plus 130 in what is likely to be one of the most entertaining games of the weekend, as Ange Postecoglou comes up against Roberto De Zerbi. Tottenham and over 2.5 goals is my selection here for this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between Wolves and Brentford, where Wolves are the 11-10 favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 12-5 here on Brentford. Brentford got an initial bounce from Ivan Toney coming back, but they were definitely outclassed from Manchester City last weekend, despite going in at halftime a goal up. The trip to Wolves is a difficult one, as multiple teams have found out this season, including Manchester City, who did end up losing here away to Wolves. I'm going to take Wolves to be able to win again against Brentford at home. Brentford are a team who are slipping into the relegation conversation after 5 straight away Premier League defeats. And I think they'll be up against it here against the Wolves side, who have lost just once in their last 9 Premier League matches. I think Gary O'Neill's side will have the upper hand here against a Brentford team who've won just 1 of the last 9 games. Whilst 8 of Wolves' last 11 league home matches have featured at least 3 goals, if you prefer to go down that route instead, an alternative pick to Wolves on the money line at the price of 11-10 plus 110 would be to take the over here. And over 2.5 goals as a separate selection is available for you at the price of 7-10. But I'm going to go for Wolves to keep winning and to keep Brentford on this poor run. Let's put them in a relegation conversation, and we take Wolves on the money line at the price of 11-10 plus 110 here for this one. Before we move on to looking at Saturday's late game, the 5:30 kickoff that sees Newcastle travelling to Nottingham Forest looking for revenge, as Nottingham Forest went to St James's Park and beat them on Boxing Day. Let us take a quick little pause here to tell you guys about the Super Bowl 58 Props Contest. This is a $1,000 winner-takes-all contest. So $1,000 to the winner, and it's free to enter. All you need to do is pick 58 props for Super Bowl 58, and you can enter today by heading over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or head over to the link in the SGPN app. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Cut. Our partners at Cut are giving away $5,000 to the user who refers the most new depositors by the end of Super Bowl weekend. All you have to do is invite your friends to sign up for Cut via the invite friend button on your dashboard and have them deposit before Monday. The user with the most depositor referrals will get $5,000 in site credit automatically added to their account next week. In case you didn't know, Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, let me utilize this pause to tell you guys about Game Time. We've all been stressed trying to buy tickets on the secondary market through third party sites. You don't know whether you need to pull the trigger now or wait, whether better tickets are going to become available, or have you failed to pull the trigger and those good tickets have gone and you end up paying more money for worse tickets. And the worst thing is, are your tickets going to get to you on time? There's nothing worse than buying the tickets and waiting and waiting and waiting. And then it's the day of the event. You haven't got your tickets come through. And then you need to deal with the box office or will call. And they won't help you because that's not actually where you got the tickets from. Buying tickets to your favourite events shouldn't actually be that stressful. And Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy and theatre near you with killer deals on last minute tickets and a best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the tickets and start actually getting hyped for the fun you'll have at the event. The Game Time guarantee also means you'll get 100, means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account and use the code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create an account and redeem the code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today for last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Moving on to the late game that we briefly spoke about. We are looking at Newcastle travelling to Nottingham Forest, where Newcastle here are the 6-5 plus 120 favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw and it's 23-10 here on Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest is a difficult place to go to, especially when Forest have already come to your ground and beaten you. The only thing I can really guarantee here is goals, because neither team are defending properly at the moment. Six of Newcastle's last eight Premier League games have actually gone over 3.5 goals. And that was a bet that actually landed when the two teams met back in December. Newcastle, for their part, scored 4 goals last weekend, but also conceded 4 against Luton. And both teams have managed to score in 7 of Nottingham Forest's last 8 games. Obviously, the team have changed under Nuno Espirito Santo. They've become a lot more attack-minded. And for Eddie Howe's team at the moment, attack seems to be the best form of defence, because this team are nowhere defending as solidly as they did last season. So for me, over 2.5 goals here has to be the best way to go, as this will provide you with some late afternoon entertainment and hopefully some winnings as well, as you can take the over at the price of 4-6 minus 150. If you want to get yourselves a better price, you can tack on the BTTS. That actually takes you up to plus money for even money plus 100. But we'll simply take the over 2.5 goals, just in case there is a team who scored 3 goals themselves whilst the other team are chasing a game. That can happen. That actually happened to Newcastle last time out. Although Newcastle did go ahead, once Nottingham Forest equalised, they were able to pick off Newcastle, who were chasing the game, because obviously the ascendancy was on them at St James's Park to go on and win it. And Nottingham Forest counter-attacked him beautifully to leave with the points at St James's Park. That was obviously a poor result for Newcastle, and it was a poor result for us because it was one of the rare losing locks that we suffered this season, as we took Newcastle in that spot, who had a strong home record at the time. And now it's looking unlikely that Newcastle are going to not only not qualify for the Champions League, but their European hopes look in trouble as well, as they sit in ninth position in the table. For Nottingham Forest this season, just like last season, it's all about survival. They come into this game in 16th spot, 2 points outside of the relegation zone, with Everton occupying the final relegation spot. But that's largely down to their point deduction. Otherwise, they'd be on 29 points and completely safe in mid-table. So we're going to take over 2.5 goals here for this late game between Nottingham Forest and Newcastle. Up next, we move on to Sunday, and we're only covering one of the Sunday games here. We're covering the game between West Ham and Arsenal, because the game between Aston Villa and Manchester United will be covered exclusively over on BetMUFC as per usual. So Arsenal travel to West Ham and they are the 8-15 favourites. It's 10-3 on the draw, and West Ham here are a 5-1 underdog. West Ham pretty much have all their players back, which actually make them a much more dangerous opponent now. And I actually think they're a live dog here. Everybody is now back on the Arsenal bandwagon. Everybody now thinks that Arsenal are challenging for the league again. But I'm not so sure. A spirited performance with your backs against the wall at home isn't really enough for me to be convinced that Arsenal are now back in the title race. And it certainly would not surprise me to see a West Ham team getting something from this game, especially as they've already gone to the Emirates and won this season. West Ham have only lost 2 of their 16 competitive away games and are unbeaten in their last 3 meetings with Arsenal now, beating them twice already this season. Meanwhile, Arsenal, despite the fact the Emirates has been a fortress for the last couple of seasons, they come into this one having only won 1 of the last 5 competitive away games. And for me personally, I am not willing to take Arsenal as a close to minus 200 favourite to win at West Ham, which is a very difficult place to go to. So we're going to go in a different direction here. We're going to take West Ham with a +1 goal head start in the Asian handicap market. And this is a plus money selection at 21-20. And what we need to happen here to win money is for West Ham not to lose the game. But if they do lose, and as long as they only lose by a single goal, you are not losing any money here because you're taking West Ham +1. So it's West Ham on the Asian handicap market with a 1-goal start. If Arsenal win by 2 goals or more, you lose this bet. If Arsenal win by a single goal, you get a push. But if West Ham avoid a defeat here, different to the double chance market, you end up winning this selection. And it's different to the double chance market because you have push protection if Arsenal just win by a single goal. I don't see Arsenal coming here and winning by 2 goals. This is a very difficult place to go to. And I'm willing to take West Ham with a 1-goal start of the Asian handicap market here for your Sunday game between West Ham and Arsenal here in this one. As I mentioned, we don't cover Aston Villa versus Manchester United, but what we do cover is the Monday game as Crystal Palace are hosting Chelsea. Chelsea just got themselves a very impressive win in the FA Cup. It's very, very up and down for Chelsea and Pochettino at the moment. They had a terrible result last weekend at home to Wolves. And then they go to Aston Villa, a very difficult place to go to. Villa Park's a very difficult place to go to in the FA Cup, and come away with a tremendous 3-1 win. Off the back of that, they are the 5-6 -120 favourites to win at Palace. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 18-5 here on Crystal Palace. I actually fancy Chelsea to go away here and win at Crystal Palace. Chelsea have got the momentum off the back of that Aston Villa game. It's been difficult for Chelsea to keep momentum this season, but I do fancy them here away to Crystal Palace, because Crystal Palace, they look like they are about to get rid of Roy Hodgson. And I think he's just one bad result away from getting the sack. And unfortunately for him, he comes into this one without some key players. I think Eze's out, and I also think Elise's not going to be able to play this game after coming on as a substitute last weekend and being substituted about 10 minutes later. There was really no need to bring him on. The game against Brighton was done, and the fact he's not available has drawn some heavy criticism, along with losing that rivalry game to Brighton as it is. They come into this game against Chelsea, who have won 3 of the last 4 visits to the bottom 8 and are fresh off that win against Aston Villa. There's also an interesting bit of data here relating to Roy Hodgson and Chelsea, because Chelsea are actually a nightmare opponent for the Palace manager, who's already under pressure as he suffered 16 Premier League defeats to them, with Palace shipping 11 goals across their last three matches as well. I think the likes of Cole Palmer, Christopher Nkunku and Raheem Sterling, or whoever they start here for this game, are going to provide nightmares for this Crystal Palace team. Crystal Palace could definitely contribute here in this game. Chelsea aren't defending well. They have seen BCTS cash in four of the last five games and are without a clean sheet across their last 10 away matches in all competitions, with Crystal Palace seeing BCTS cash in four of the last five games at home, whilst these two have conceded a combined 79 goals after 23 games so far this season. So BTTS certainly appeals at the price of 4-5. I was tempted by both selections, but in the end, I've decided to ride the momentum with Chelsea. I've decided to go against Hodgson and his very poor record in particular against Chelsea. And I'm going against this Crystal Palace defence, who have shipped 11 goals across their last three matches, coming up against the likes of Sterling, Palmer, Nkunku, Jackson, or whoever Chelsea decide to start here. Attack is not their problem, and I see them scoring enough goals here on Monday to win this game. So we're going to take Chelsea as our main lean here on the money line to win at Palace at the price of 5-6 minus 120. Before we close out with our lock on the show, let me take another quick pause here just to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets. You can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Closing out with your lock on the show. Last weekend, we won every single lock across Scamessa, across the EPL show, and across BetMEFC. So you actually got a double lock from the EPL, even though it was across both shows. We're going to look to do that again this weekend. Obviously, you'll get your lock on Scamessa, and you'll get your bonus lock over on BetMEFC. But you're going to get your lock here too. I'm torn between a number of selections. I'm very high on Liverpool doing a job on Burnley. I think Arsenal are overvalued. I think taking Tottenham to win, given Brighton's record in North London, is a little bit of a no-brainer. But let's see how we play these games over at Lock Betting, because there are going to be a lot of Premier League selections over on the Lock Betting card. If you want to sign up, head over to lockbetting.com. Your free lock on this show goes down on Monday, and we are going to ride Chelsea. We're going to take Chelsea on the money line at 5-6 minus 120. Anytime you deal with Chelsea this season, you are taking a risk. A massively inconsistent team. They can go toe-to-toe with Man City one week, and then another week they can get absolutely tonked at home by Wolves and make a plethora of mistakes along the way, gifting that game to Wolves. Hopefully we don't get that version of Chelsea. We want the version of Chelsea that we saw away to Aston Villa. And if we get that version of Chelsea, Crystal Palace, and namely their manager Roy Hodgson, are in big trouble. Chelsea have won three of their four visits to the bottom eight and are fresh off that impressive run against Aston Villa, as I said. And as already previously mentioned, Chelsea are a nightmare opponent for Roy Hodgson, who's already under significant pressure. He has suffered in his career 16 Premier League defeats against Chelsea. His Palace side are not defending well. They have shipped 11 goals across their last three matches, and they are missing some significant attacking players at the other end of the pitch. The decision to bring on Michael Olise and losing him for this game could be a costly one here for Crystal Palace, who are coming up here against a strong Chelsea attack featuring the likes of Raheem Sterling, Nicholas Jackson, Christopher Nkunku, and a significantly in-form Cole Palmer as well. This is an opportunity for Pochettino and Chelsea to win back-to-back games, and I think they'll take that chance on Monday, which could lead to the sacking of Roy Hodgson. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.